Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph begins to discuss the din of the Mishnah brought down on Pei Hei Amud Beis, that the din is that Aveira Shebein Adam LaChaveiro Yom HaKippurim cannot bring about a kapara, that Yom Kippur itself cannot bring a complete kapara until Ritzui of Chaveiro. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perik Beis Halacha Tes, brings down that halacha and says, Aval Aveira Shebein Adam LaChaveiro, Kigon, HaChoyvel Es Chaveiro, someone who damages physically his friend, O HaMakalel Chaveiro, curses his friend, O goes low, or even just steals money from him, uchayitzi behem, anything like this, eino nimchel ol yolam, doesn't get him a complete kapara, mechila, acheyitel nachaveiru mashu chayiv lo, until he pays back his friend, v'yiratzeyu, and he's meratze him. And afapi shehichzel ol mamo chu chayiv lo, even though if he returns to him what he owes him, he has to ask him for mechila. So in this we see clearly from the Rambam, even by something like gezela, where you're only harming the person's money, returning the money is not enough, the Rambam holds. In order to get a complete kapara, you will have to ask a mechila. However, if we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel Umazik Perikei Halacha Tes, there the Rambam says, "Ein adoyma mazik chaveiro begufo lemazik mamono." There's a difference when you're mazik someone's physical body as opposed to being mazik his mamon. Shemazik mamon chaveiro. If you mazik your friend's money, kiven sheshila marshu chayiv l'shalim neskapelo. If you pay him back, you get a kapara, and you do not have to ask him. There's no din mechila. As opposed, the Rambam says, to chavel b'chaveiro, even if you pay him back, there's a din that you have to ask a mechila. In one place, the Rambam seems to be saying that when you mazik someone's mamon, besides paying him back, if you goizloi, you have to ask mechila. While in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, he seems to say, if you mazik someone's mamon, all you have to do is pay him back, and there's no din of asking a mechila. And this is really asked by the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Chovel Umazik and Perikei. And the Lecha Mishnah makes a chilek between what type of hezek you did to the mamon. If you just were mazik his mamon, you broke his car window, in that pace, you accidentally threw something through his car window, so then paying him back will be enough to get a kapara. You don't have to ask him mechila. As opposed to what the Rambam mentions by Hilchos Tshuva, goes low. If you physically go and steal money from him, there the Lecha Mishnah says there's two things. Number one, you're having hana from the person's money. And also that you took the money from him, bal karcho, that you took it away from him and forcibly took it away from him. So these things require, besides paying back money, they also require asking a mechila. As opposed to just being mazik his money, throwing something through his window, there you didn't have enough from his mamon, you didn't take something from him, bal karcho. In such a case, if you pay him back, that's enough to get the kapara without asking him mechila. However, what we do find in this inyan of asking mechila b'ein aveiro shebein adam l'chaveiro, there are two separate mishnas that have two separate yalfusos for what seems to be the same din. Our mishnah here in Yuma, the one on the Pehe Amid Beis, says that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and it's a drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from the pasuk Michol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, that he darshens from there that aveiro shebein adam lachaveiro require asking mechila from the person. However, we find in a mishnah in Baba Kama daf tzadik beis amud aleph that the Gemara there says that whenever the Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, The Mishnah says, Afal Pisha hu noisin lo, even though if you're paying him back, a nimcha lo ad she yevakish mimenu. You have to be mevakish from him. Shenema viata hashev eisha sa'ish. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk when Avimelech returns Sarah to Avram. It says, Vata hashev eisha sa'ish. Return the eisha sa'ish to him. And he'll pray for you. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah, the Gemara there learns out that you see that Avimelech would not get Mechila until he would have made Avram, and Avram was Nisratzah, and Avram would come and be Mespal for him. And from there we learn that when you do something, Bein Adam Lechaveiro, you have to be Nisratzah, the person. And the Sefer Sam Derech, and it's the Shiurim of Rav Simcha Brody from the Rosh Shiva of Chevron on Masechtas Yuma, in Simen Chav Dalet of a Shiurim on Masechtas Yuma, he gives a beer in what the two different Gemaras, the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Baba Kama, are addressing. He says that when we talk about an Averish Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, besides what you did something like Aveiro, there's a piece of the Aveira that is Bein Adam L'Makom, because you are over his mitzvah. For example, if you chayvel b'chaveiro, besides what you were mazik the person, there's an isalo yosef, to be chayvel somebody, that's a din of Bein Adam L'Makom. And therefore he says, if when we're dealing with tshuva, and such an Aveira, there's really two chalakim to the tshuva. On one hand, there's the regular din tshuva, like when you did any Aveira against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since this Aveira, even though it's a chayvel b'chaveiro, has in it an element of an Aveira against Hashem, therefore you need tshuva like the regular tshuva. You need charata and busha and vidui and all the parts of tshuva. However, the pasuk lefnei Hashem tetaro adds on that if the Aveira happens to be Bein Adam l'chaveiro, so to get the tshuva on the Bein Adam l'makom part, besides paying back the person, you're going to have to ask a mechila. This is a din mechila that you need, that's a tenai. Averis it up purely Bein Adam La Makom. You could just be Mizvadel Hashem and have Yom Kippur. But when it's an Aveira Bein Adam La Chaveiro, Lefnei Hashem Tetaru tells you a Tanai that in order to get Kapara and the Aveira part of that, that's towards Hashem, you have to ask the person Mechila. And this is what the Gemara in Yuma is dealing with. Then there's another aspect of an Aveira Bein Adam La Chaveiro. When you do an Aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you hurt the person's self-esteem, the person feels violated, the person feels they're a victim, and you have to come and pay back and repay that and restore the person's self-esteem, restore his feelings of worth, and restore all the hurt feelings that you caused in him. It's sort of an idea, just like when you mazik a person, besides the actual payment of what you mazik him, there are things like tsar, there's things like boishes. So here there's an additional thing. You have to give back what you took away from this person. You took away his self-esteem. You took away his feeling of self-worth. He feels offended. He feels hurt. And now you have to come ask him mechila to be mefayisim to return these things which you took away from him. And that's what the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Mishnah in Baba Kama is talking about. That we learn from there that Avimelech had to give back to Avram. Avram was hurt, and for Avimelech he had to be mefayisim enough that Avram would agree to be mespal for him, that Avram completely forgave him. If we learn like this, it's very meduyuk, some chilukim we find in the Gemara in Yuma versus the Gemara in Baba Kama, and Chilukim in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva versus the Rambam in Hilchas Chay Velumazek. We find in our Gemara in Yuma on Pei Zayin Amid Beis that the Gemara brings here a din that Rav offended Rab Chanina, and he went to him 13 Erev Yom Kippur to ask Mechila, and for some reason Rav Chanina wasn't Meichel. Rashi gives a reason why he wasn't Meichel, but he wasn't Meichel, and Rav came back 13 times. And the Gemara is asked, how come he went back 13 times? The din is, kolam avakish mimena chavero, ayivakish mimena yoysu mishalosh panim. You don't have to ask him more than 3 times. And then the Gemara says, Rav Shaini. Rashi learns Rav Shaini means, Rav was, even though he didn't have to go back more than 3 times, Rav was machmer on himself and went back extra times. The Rambam actually, in Perek Beis Mehilchas Tshuva, learns the Gemara differently. He learns it's not even such a chumra to go back more than 3 times. Once you've gone 3 times, you've done all you have to do and you don't have to go anymore. And he learns the Gemara, Rav Shaini, that since he was coming to be Meratza, a Rav of his, a Rebbe of his, so then there's a special din that there's no limit of 3 when you're coming to ask Mechila from someone who's your Rebbe. But normally, the way the Rambam learns, after 3 times, there's no purpose in going to ask Mechila anymore, there's not even a Chumra. You see clearly that in the Gemara in Yuma, we're not talking about a mamadic idea of mechila, like an idea that I have to pay back the person his self-worth, I victimized him, I hurt him, and I have to make it good the way it was before. If that was what you have to do, why should there be a limit of 3 times? You should have to go unlimited times till you give back to the person what you took away from him. Al-Karkach, the Gemara in Yuma, is talking about what you have to do just to get Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get Kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if it's Aveira, Bein Adam LaChaveiro, you at least have to lower yourself and make yourself Mevuyash and go to this person 3 times and ask him Mechila. As there's a Lashon of a Degra in Simon, Tav Chav Ches, Sivkat and Beis, that he brings in a B'Shem, the Medrash Tanchuma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Shehishbal Atzmo, he'll merachem alav. Then he saw you lowered yourself to go so many times and ask tshuva, so you will miyotze your din of asking mechila, and therefore as the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bein Adam L'makom portion of the Bein Adam L'chaveiro chait, therefore you can get mechila. And that's what our Gemara in Yuma is dealing with. However, in the Gemara in Baba Kama, there the Gemara does not put any limit on how many times you have to ask Mechila. It doesn't say 3 times. There the Gemara says, you're Mechuyev to go until you're Meratze, the person, and he forgives you, and then you're okay. Because there the Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about the Mamendika part. The din bein Adam l'chaveiro, that you took something away from him. You took away his feelings of self-worth. He took away his feelings of self-esteem. That's a Bein Adam L'chaveiro din. That is not a din you have a limit on how many times you do it. You have to go back as many times as necessary to return what you took away from him. And now if you look at the Rambam is very meduyuk like this. In Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, so there the Rambam says, Aval Aveira Shebein Adam Lachaveiro Kagon Achoyva Leschaveiro O Makal Lachaveiro O Gozlo B'chayoyte Behem Eino Nimcho Lo Liyoyla Mashe Yidin Lachaveiro Mashu Chayiv Lo V'yiratzeyu. And he's Maratzehim. Here the Rambam's talking in what? Hilchas Tshuva. Hilchas Tshuva dealing with the din of getting kapara from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what does the Rambam say? Afal pi shehichzul lo mamon, even though you return the money, shuchayiv lo, tzarech l'ratzoso v'lashol mimeno sheyimchal lo. But the Rambam says, lo ratza chaveiro limchal lo, if he doesn't want to be meichel you, maybe le shur sheshlosh b'nei adam, and mavakshim mimeno, lo nitzratza, you come a second time, a third time. The Rambam then says, if he still doesn't want, then after 3 times, you don't have to go anymore, because then you did, you were yaitza, what's needed for kapara, as far as bein adam l'makom, and aveira bein adam l'chaveiro, what you need to get to the kapara of bein adam l'makom, 3 times is enough, you mavayit yourself, you did tshuva as best you can, you yaitza. So this is all nogeya in Hilchas Tshuva. But when the Rambam brings down in Hilchas Chayvel Umazik Perikei Alachates, Hilchas Chayv LeMazik, where there the Rambam is discussing about paying back a person what you were mazik in, what you took away from him. Here the Rambam says, Eina doyma mazik haveiro begufo lemazik mamon. No. Mazik mamon haveiro, if you just mazik someone's mamon, could go in shashila, mashu chayevlo, l'shal miskapelo. Even once he paid him, he's miskapelo. Avol. Chavol b'chaveiro, where you did a chavala, and as a din, like we said earlier, by chavala you need mechila. Afa pisha nasun lo chamisha dvarim, even if you paid nezek tzar, ripi shev and pashis, ein miskapalo, v'afilu hikriv kol elei nevayos. You bring all the elei nevayos. Ein an iskapalo, v'lo nimchal avona, you don't get mechila. Until you ask mechila from the nechbal, the one you damage, the yimchalo. Here the Rambam says, and he has to be meichel you. The Rambam here in Ilchus Chayv L'Masik does not say until you ask him three times, and then after three times you're finished. In Hilchus Tshuva, it's very meduyik, like we see from the Sefer Samderech. In Hilchus Tshuva, what the Rambam is talking about, Yaitzadin Tshuva, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there, ask him three times, Yaitza. And that's what our Gemara and Yuma is talking about. And that's what we learn from the Pesach Lefnei Hashem Tetaru, that the Bayra Veira, Bein Adam Lachaveiro, to get Kapara from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's an additional requirement of asking Mechila. That's only required to ask three times. But in Hilchus Chayv Elu Mazik, there the Rambam is talking about the Halacha from Baba Kama. The halacha from Baba Kama is din mamonis, that when you mazik a person, you hurt, besides the actual money, you hurt him, you hurt his feelings, you hurt his self-esteem, and there you have to return it. How do you return it? By being mefayisim. There's no limit. If you have to return it, you have to keep being mefayisim till you've rebuilt his self-esteem, till you've taken away his sense of being violated. In that case, as the Rambam says, there's no limits on three times, five times, to be yaitza that din of paying back what you took away from the person, you'll have to ask a mechila until he's meichel, and that we learn from a different pasuk. That we learn from the pasuk by Avimelech, Hashav Eishis Aish, v'yispalo b'adcha, and that Avram will be mispalo for you. The Gemara on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, 15 lines from the top, brings a braisa. A Tana Rabbanon, mitzvahs vidui erev Yom HaKippurim im chashecha. When is the Ikka mitzvah of vidui start with Yom Kippur? And for this braisa, there's really three major drachim in the Rishonim, based on different gersaos, how to learn pshat in this braisa. Rashi learns pshat in the braisa, mitzvahs vidui erev Yom HaKippurim im chashecha. And Rashi says, im chashecha li'acher achila mishakibol alav Yom HaKippurim. That after you ate, when you were makabel Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur already started, the Kedushas Hayom, that's when the mitzvahs vidui is. Avol amru chachamim yisvada kaidim sheyoichel v'yishta shemet yitarif daitu besuda. The Chachamim said, maybe you'll have Tirif Das, which Rashi teaches as Shikris. Maybe because of Shikris from the Sudam of Sekes, you will not get to do that Vidui at night. Therefore, do the Vidui before the Suda. And the Afa Pishas Vada Koidim Sha'achal, even though you did the Vidui before you ate for Shasa, still Mizvada Liacha Shayacha Vyoshta. Sheme Ira Davil Kalkal Basuda. You should do a vidui anyway at night, because maybe you did a chait during the Suda, and therefore you should do the vidui at night by Arvis. And then the braisa continues, even though you do the vidui by Arvis, you do the vidui again by Shachris. By Shachris, you repeat it by Musaf, by Mincha, by Nila. According to Rashi then, the braisa is saying that really the mitzvah of vidui should start this mitzvah's vidui Yom Kippur should start on the night of Yom Kippur. But the Chachamim, because of a chashash shikris, said you could do it on Erev Yom Kippur. A little elusive, maybe the time, if the real mitzvah is a mitzvah vidui of Yom Kippur, what shayich to move it to Erev Yom Kippur. But I'll call upon him, that's what Rashi seems to hold. And then the Brice is saying, since the Iker Mitzvah, the Brice says that you should repeat that vidui at Mairiv. Rashi says that's because Shema, he had a double kalkala al chet during the Suda. Also a little elusive according to Rashi. If according to Rashi, the Iker time for the vidui is by night, by Mairiv, then even without the chash that you did a chet during the Suda, you should do the vidui by night by Mairiv. You only did it before you ate because you might have shikras and not do it by night. But avad, if you don't have shikras, the vidui of course should be done at night without this reason of that maybe there was a chet during the Suda. But I'll call upon him, that's how Rashi learns the Braisa. The Ramban, based on a Tosefta, learns the Braisa differently. The girsa of the Tosefta is that the mitzvah's vidui of Erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha, aval omru chachamim misvada adam kaidim shayoicha v'yishta shemeti tarif taito, besoich achilu v'shtia. But then the Tosefta says, v'afal pisha hisvada kaidim shayoicha v'yishta, even though he did a vidui before he ate and drank, he has to do another vidui after the meal, Shema Ira Daval Kalkala Basuda, because maybe he did a chet on the Suda. And then the Tosefta says, V'yafal pishes vada li acha sha'achal v'shasa, even though he made this vidui again after he ate and drank, Tsarach she'yiz vada arvis. Then he has to do another vidui in Mairim. The Ramban says, we see from this Tosefta, there is a mitzvah of vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. And that mitzvah of vidui on Erev Yom Kippur should be right before Yom Kippur starts. But because there's a chashash shikris, if you leave it till after the meal, you might blow it. Therefore, they made another vidui before the meal. But since the Iker Vidui is supposed to be on Erev Yom Kippur right before you enter into Yom Kippur, so after the meal you do the Vidui again. And then besides that, you do the regular Viduyim of Yom Kippur by Mairiv, by Shachris, by Musaf, by Mincha. But the Ramban says clearly there's a special Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. Not because, like Rashi said, that you might not get to do the vidui Yom Kippur at night, and if they made a special vidui before you eat. There was a vidui that was supposed to be right before Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. That they made a special vidui in case you get shikah to do it before you eat and drink. But after you eat and drink, if you're not shikah, you do the vidui again right before Yom Kippur. Then you do the viduyim on Yom Kippur of Arvis, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Nila. What does the Ramban hold? What is this din of vidui on Erev Yom Kippur? The Ramban holds, the pshat is, a person is supposed to enter into the day of Yom Kippur, b'taira, b'kdusha, and to cleanse himself of chatoim, and to make himself a kaddush. And therefore, the time of this vidui is supposed to be done right before Yom Kippur starts. Because of a chashash shikras, they were afraid you would miss it, so therefore they made a vidui before the meal. But after the meal, if you're not shikah, you have to do this vidui right before Yom Kippur starts to enter into Yom Kippur b'taira. And the Ramban holds, the whole idea then of the viduyim throughout Yom Kippur is also to maintain you in a state of taira. Maybe you did a chet after the vidui right before Yom Kippur. Maybe you did a chet between Shachris and Mincha. So there's a concept of vidui to enter into today, the day of Yom Kippur, with taira according to the Ramban, and which you continue throughout the day with the viduyim of the tefillas. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim says that there actually was a minig in Yerushalayim back in the time of the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, that on Erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur started, everybody would say a tchina of Bikashti Lach, some sort of tchina, which was some sort of vidui, which the Taisus Yom Kippurim says was based on this Ramban, that there's an idea of doing Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur right before you enter into Yom Kippur to be Matar yourself. And Taka the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tuf Reish Zayin Sif Katan Aleph says, this is the Makar for Tefillah Zaka. Our Tefillah Zaka, where right before we enter Yom Kippur, we say the tefillah, which has in it certain viduyim, is based on this Ramban, to be Mekayim, the sheet of the Ramban, that we should do a vidui right before we enter into Yom Kippur. So that's what tefillah zaka is based on. According to this, if tefillah zaka is to be Mekayim, this sheet of the Ramban, it would be make sense that this tefillah zaka, taka, should have to be said before Shkia. Now, it's unlike some people, they get a little late to shul every Yom Kippur. Oh, I'll say the Tefillah Zaka after Kol Nidre. At least the Vidui part of the Tefillah Zaka, which was made to be Mekayim, the Vidui of the Ramban on Erev Yom Kippur, at least the Vidui sections of the Tefillah Zaka, we should taka say before Shkia. And in fact, like we'll see, there's a din vidui that you're supposed to say it m'umid. So maybe the parts of Tefillah Zaka, the vidui parts, since it's as the sheet of the Ramban to say vidui right before Yom Kippur, you should say that m'umid also. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Zayin has a lashon that the mitzvahs yom vidui of Yom HaKippurim Sheyaschil me erev hayom, that the mitzvah of vidui of Yom Kippur starts me erev hayom. There is something on erev Yom Kippur that has in it the mitzvah of vidui of Yom Kippur already. And maybe a smach to what the Rambam is saying is we find that the Sfas Emes says, the Sfas Emes on Pei Aleph Amid Beis in Yuma, where he says that we had the Gemara there that says Kala Oichel V'Shoisa on Erev Yom Kippurim Mala Alav Keilu Masana Beis Yamin, that someone who eats and drinks on the 9th of Tishrei, he gets like a schal, like he fasted 2 days. Says the Sfas Emes, this shows that Erev Yom Kippur is a quasi state of Yom Kippur. It's a quasi day of Kapara. And therefore, the Sfas Emes says, this is a makar for our vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. This is a smach for what we see in the words of the Rambam, that the mitzvah's vidui Yom HaKippurim is sheyaschil me Erev HaYom, that the mitzvah vidui of Yom Kippur starts on Erev Yom Kippur, like we said, based on maybe the Sfas Emes, that it's a quasi-day of Yom Kippur, even on the 9th of Tishrei. We even had seen shittas that what's pshat in the mitzvah to eat on the 9th of Tishrei, where we learned the Gemara on Pei Aleph, because since Yom Kippur is a yontif, and a yontif requires a suda, so the suda of Yom Kippur couldn't be on Yom Kippur, so it's put right next to it on the 9th of Tishrei. So we see that the 9th of Tishrei has episode din of a quasi Yom Kippur, and therefore there's a mitzvah's vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, which is a quasi part of like the vidui on Yom Kippur itself. And the Rambam's girsa in this braisa is really the girsa of the Rif. Tzarech sheyizvade kaidim sheyoychal v'yishte sheme yeira davel kalkala besudaso, which the Rambam learns he has to do the vidui before he eats on Erev Yom Kippur, because Shema Yera Double Kalkala Basuda, maybe he'll accidentally choke at the Suda, and he won't get a chance to do this vidui. The Rambam is learning, since it already came the time of Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur is already Shayach to Yom Kippur, now that he's reached this time of Kapara and vidui, we don't want him to lose this opportunity and Chas v'Shalom choke at the Suda, and he's come already to the time of Yom Kippur and he won't have a chance to do a Kapara. And therefore this vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, which is really Shayach to Yom Kippur, was moved before the Suda, because maybe you'll be Chaynek at the Suda. Now we find in the Rambam, when he discusses the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, the vidui of the Yom Kippur days, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, he says, the vidui shenagu bo kol Yisrael is al aval anachtu chatanu v'hu ikra vidui. That you say you sinned, and this is the ikra vidui. Yet when the Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, talks about vidui, he says vidui zeh mitzvah saseh, keitzad misvaden, how do you do vidui? Oma, he says, Ona Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati Lefanecha, Fiosisi Kach Vakach, I did this, Vereini Chamti, I have Charata, Uboshti, and I have, I'm embarrassed, Bemasai, Ula Oilam Eina Chayzer Ledover Zeh, and I'm not going to be Chayzer anymore to this Aveira. How come, what's Pshat in the Rambam that in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, when he talks about vidui, he goes into the yaftab, the charata, and the busha, and Kabbalah la'asid. Yet here in the Perek Beis, when he talks about the tshuva of the vidui of Yom Kippur, he says, anachtu chatanu, for who ikra vidui, that's the ikra vidui. What happened to the charata, the busha, the Kabbalah la'asid? No mention of that here in Perek Beis. And in the Sefer Harei Kedem and Simen Mem Dalid of Ramichel Shurkin, he brings out that we see from the Rambam that there are two types of viduyim we're dealing with here. The vidui of the Rambam of Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tshuva is the vidui of tshuva. It's a vidui to get tshuva, to get a kapara. That vidui requires charata, it requires busha, kabbalah al-asid. That's the standard vidui of tshuva. The vidui that the Rambam is talking about here in Perek Beis is a special vidui of Yom Kippur. In other words, as the Rambam himself says in Halacha Zayin of Perek Beis, Yom HaKippur muzman tshuva l'chol l'yachar l'rabim v'keitzu mechilu slich l'Yisrael l'ficha chayavim hakol l'asosh tshuva. Everybody's mechuyev to do tshuva ulizvados b'yom HaKippurim and to do vidui on Yom Kippur. There's a special din of vidui Yom Kippur even for someone who did tshuva already. In other words, let's say a person did an aveira in Kislev and he did tshuva in Kislev. He was bizvada yet charata yet kabbalah lasid. When Yom Kippur comes, there's still a mitzvah of vidui, even though you did your tshuva already. There's a mitzvah of vidui, because Yom Kippur is a day set aside, as the Rambam says, for vidui and tshuva. Comparable to someone bringing a carbon. Let's say someone's bringing a carbon chattis for an aveira did. He did the aveira a month ago, and already he did tshuva, he was mecharata, he had busha, he did tshuva bepeh, kabbalah lasid. Now when it comes to bring the carbon chattis, avada is still going to be the din vidui that he has to say he sinned when he does the smicha on the carbon chattis. So, because at the time when you get the kapara, there's a special din vidui. And this is the din vidui that the Rambam is talking about in Perek Beis here. Even if the person did the tshuva already, and he did all the charata, still there's a mitzvah of vidui on Yom Kippur, just like there's a mitzvah of vidui when you bring a carbon, even if you already did tshuva and the earlier for the aveira. And therefore, that's here by this vidui Yom Kippur. Here, you don't necessarily need a whole charata and busha kabbalah asid. You did that already. Here, it's just a din of vidui on Yom Kippur, like vidui on the carbon. So it's enough to say, anachnu chatanu. In fact, now it's very good, the psak that the Rambam gives here in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Averis is vada aleim b'yom HaKippurim zeh. Averis that you did vidi one Yom Kippur. Chayzer umizvada aleim b'yom HaKippurim acher. You can be mizvada again. Afal pishuayim b'tshuvaso. That you're able to be mizvada on a second Yom Kippur for averis that you already mizvada last Yom Kippur. This is very good. If we hold, this is not really a vidi shel tshuva. It's just a vidui Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is a day set aside for vidui. And when Yom Kippur comes, there's a mitzvah vidui, even if you already did tshuva. So we could understand, even averus that you were mizvada on last Yom Kippur, it's shayich that you could be mizvada again on the next Yom Kippur. Now, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin in Perek Beis says, V'heichad mizvada, where is this place where you should do the vidui? So it says, Yachad achat tefillah. So the Yachad at the end of his tefillah, Ushliach tziba be emtza tefillah so be bracha revias. By the shliach tziba in the emtza of the tefillah and the bracha revias. Now, based on what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that the Yachayiv lizvados lefnei ha'kael baruchu, that the Chayiv is to be mizvada before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand very well why this was Mesakein in Tefillah. Tefillah is when we considered Oymed Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were Mesakein the Vidui during the Tefillah. In fact, we can understand why, like we saw, you see in the Gemara here, that the Vidui is supposed to be Mu'umid, standing up, because it's Mesukein in the Tefillah when we're Oymed Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By a Yachid, Kol Zman Shlo Oka Raglov, he's considered still standing lifnei Hashem. So it's shayich vidui, so it's good what the Rambam says, that yachid is achat filoso. There's fascinating, there's a shailus and chuvis of the Chachma Shlomo, of Rav Shlomo Kluger, he has the following suffix. He says, what would be if someone was davening Yom Kippur, and he was Akar Raglov, and he forgot to say Vidui. He left out Vidui from his tefillah. Rav Shlomo Kluger, he has a tzad to say that perhaps he would have to daven over again. He says, since the whole takana of Vidui was to be done, Oymed Lefnei Hashem, so they were Mesakin Vidui in the tefillah, so Vidui becomes like a Me'ena Ma'ira, an eager part of the tefillah of Yom Kippur. And therefore he's Mesupik and says, maybe if a person was Akar Raglov and he didn't say the Vidui in the tefillah, maybe he has to daven Shemin Esrei again. It's not even Shachrim just to say the Vidui now, but the Vidui becomes like a Me'ena Ma'ira, like part of the tefillah of Yom Kippur. The whole thing of was Mesukin, that you should say the Vidui when you're Oymed Lefnei Hashem on your tefillah, and he has even a suffix that maybe you'd have to daven over Shemin Esrei to say the Vidui, and it wouldn't be enough to just say the Vidui now outside of Shemin Esrei. And once we say that the Vidui has to be in the tefillah, so then we can understand what the Rambam says, that the Shliach Tziba is B'emtza Tefilaso. We find in the Oitzer HaGa'onim of Yuma, and the Chelek HaTshuvas Peizayin Beis, that HaTshuvas Rav Shri Ragon, that says, the Shliach Tzipa, Kiven Shesayim Es HaTfila Lo Nishara Lo Shlichas. Once he finishes his Tfila, so there's no longer, he's not a Shliach Tzipa anymore. The Bia meaning, that it's different when we're talking about a Yachid Davening from a Shliach Tzipa, that a Yachid is considered the Emtza Tfila as long as he wasn't Eiker Raglov. But when we're dealing with a Shliach Tziba, whose whole kaiches comes, is kaich atfila from the tzibur, once he finishes the brachas of Shemin Esrei, it's like a shlichas is finished, a nigrma tfilaso, and therefore he can't do the vidui then. The vidui has to be emtza tfila, and therefore by the Shliach Tziba, it's not done right achar tfila, but be emtza hatfila. The Hare Kedem adds in Simin Membeis, that perhaps there's a difference about the vidui of the Shliach Tziba versus the vidui of the Yechidim in what they're trying to do. It's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, again in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Yoyim HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva L'Kol L'Yachid U'L'Rabim. That there's two types, it's Huzman Tshuva for two different groups, L'Yachid, for each individual Yachid, and the Rabbim, and for everybody together as one chativa of a Rabbim. And perhaps the vidui that we do in when we each daven b'yechidus, that's because it's a zman tshuva l'chol yachid. But the vidui of the Shliach Tzibur is a din in a vidui of the Rabbim, in the aggregate entity of the Rabbim, of Klal Yisrael, of the Tzibur, it's a vidui as the din that it's a zman tshuva l'Rabbim. Now it's very good that before the Shliach Tzibur starts his vidui, we say Slichis, we say Zechar Rachmach Mecha, we say Ki Anu Amecha V'yat Elokeinu. Because by a tefillah, it's yachid doesn't bring up the schasavis and the krisis bris till it's via kapara. All these things, the shaykh, something a tzibur does to ask for kapara, that the yud gimel midas to bring this chesavis. And therefore, that's why these piyutim was said in the by the shliach tzibah before the shliach tzibah starts his vidui, as opposed to by the yechidim when they do their vidui. A chelik of the vidui, the shliach tzibah, is the bakashas akapara vaslicha la'ama Yisrael, and that's only shach with the vidui of the shliach tzibah, not by the vidui of the yachid. And therefore, before the shliach tzibah starts his vidui, he says slicha, something a rabbim does, not a yachid. It's all that we're saying, that vidui is only shayach, as the Rambam says in tefillah. We see, though, as we said earlier, that the Ramban would not hold of this. Because the Ramban said that the Iker Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur was made to be said right Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur starts. And just, it was moved up to be before the Suda, to be in Mincha, because of Achshash Shikras. But the Iker Vidui is really supposed to be entering Yom Kippur, and according to the Ramban, we taka, as we said, say over that vidui right before Yom Kippur starts. And therefore, unlike the Rambam, where he holds that the whole concept of vidui is only in tefillah, when we're oimed lefnei Hashem, we see from the Ramban that he holds there is this concept of vidui here even outside of tefillah, unlike what we're saying in the Rambam. The Rosh in Simen Chafei, here in the 8th Perek of Yuma, he discusses, he brings down a machlokes between Ga'inim actually, whether in this vidui of Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha, whether the Shliach Tzibah repeats the vidui in Hishem and Esrei. Our minig, of course, is that we don't do it, and only the Yechidim say it. But he brings down the Kasev Rav Yah, that by the Shliach Tzibah, he always says it in the middle of the tefillah, like we said, and here there wouldn't be a place for you to say it in the regular weekday Shemin Esrei. So that's one reason why the Shliach Tzibah doesn't repeat it. The reason not so pashet, l'chayra, within the bracha of Slach Lanu, you should be able to say viduyim, things that are mayain the bracha, you could add on. So why there would be a reason that your shliach tzibah couldn't say the vidui is not completely clear. Then also the Rav Yah says, the vidui that we masaka by mincha is only because of gzeira shema yera oynes. It's only al shema yera oynes. It's only because you might become an oinus that was put in that time. And therefore, they weren't misakin it to have the Shliach Tzibah say it. It's enough the Yechidim should say it. But he does bring from a Rav Amram that Shliach Tzibah says the Vidi B'mincha to be mighty a she'ein abaki, v'chein noigim b'sfad, and that's how we're noig from Sfad. We see this is even a machlekes back by the time of the Ga'inim, whether when they were doing this vidui on Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, whether the Shliach Tzibur repeats it. L'chayra, I was saying, perhaps if we're learning that the Shliach Tzibur's vidui is a din of vidui derabim, so perhaps we could say that this concept of vidui derabim, so that's only a concept of Yom Kippur atzmo, but not a concept of Erev Yom Kippur. So perhaps that could be a reason why we don't have the Shliach Tzibur saying the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.